Chris Delaney is a senior engineer with the Sonoma County Water Agency. He's also the project manager for the Goat Rock State Beach Jetty Survey that's getting underway today. Let's begin, Chris, by identifying for folks just exactly where that jetty is.
So the Goat Rock State Beach Jetty runs parallel to the beach for a ways, about 1,200 lineal feet from one of the parking lots, and then it moves perpendicular and then terminates at the ocean.
And it's most of the time now under sand where we don't see it?
Yes, it's embedded in the beach. We can't see much of the structure because over time it's been buried through wave action and flow action.
How long has it been there? When was it built and for what purpose?
It first began construction in 1924. The purpose of it was to maintain a navigable passage for the transport of gravel, which was mined there at Goat Rock State Beach.
I guess it hasn't quite worked out that way over time, has it?
No. Unfortunately, it does not serve its purpose. It does not necessarily maintain a navigable channel, although it does tend to keep the river mouth open.
So what exactly are you trying to find out about it in this survey?
One thing is we're trying to understand what the composition of the jetty is, what it's made of. There's very little documentation of how the jetty was constructed, so we're trying to get more information of what it's constructed of. But then we're also trying to understand how water flows through the jetty, because that potentially plays an important role in how the estuary, which is on the inland side, how it can set up to make a freshwater lagoon, which provides critical habitat for rearing salmonids in the summertime.
And that strikes to the heart of what this is all about, the ability to enhance or protect the salmon migration?
Certainly, salmon migration is something we're always considering, but it's actually salmon rearing. So these are juvenile salmonids, mostly steelheads, that would spawn in tributaries of the Russian River. And then as they grow older, they move down out from these tributaries and grow into larger fish or juveniles in the estuary.
I'm wondering if this has a bearing on the need to keep the channel open so water actually exits out of the river mouth when the flows become low at the end of the summer.
Yes, this jetty study is actually part of a larger adaptive management plan that is part of the Russian River Biological Opinion, and the Water Agency is required to study this jetty to understand how it impacts the outflow of the Russian River to the ocean. We believe that this jetty could impede the river's ability to close. And in order to create freshwater lagoon habitat, we would actually like to promote closure.
How long does it take you to figure out what you want to know and learn what you've learned from all of this?
The study is actually scheduled to be completed at the end of this year or next spring. We intend to monitor conditions beginning this week and continuing until next fall. And then we need some time to actually compile the data and synthesize a report.
Well, I hope it goes well for you, Chris. I appreciate your taking time to talk with us about it a little bit here today on KRCB.
Thank you so much.